This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Poor people at home, they come back from commercial and we're sitting here cracking up. It's happened like three times. Blame the lumberjack who's in charge today.
I'm not blaming anybody.
Devious Drew Brooks.
I'm not blaming anybody. We're all one big happy family.
Who the Sun Devils got tonight, by the way?
I don't know. It's a loss.
It's a Rude.
You knew that was coming.
All right, we got to move on here. Let's get a weather update. Ready? Let's go to our meteorologist in South Florida. Oh, the chapeau is in place. Come on, give me an update. What's the temp? How we doing?
I might be about 85 degrees down here in Miami today, boy.
It's not impressing us up here in the Queen City. We're hitting 8-0 today, my man. 8-0.
Hey, okay.
Hey, look here now. I'm telling you, this weekend does not need to be the heavy tweeds and the sweaters and the scarf. That scarf deal we saw a couple weeks ago, that is a no-no. That's a no. Don't bring the heavy stuff up here this weekend now. You know what that building's going to be like Saturday tweed. Night.
Yeah, it's going to be hot and sweaty in there. Standing room only.
Yeah.
For sure.
By the way, can you confirm this is going to be it? Now, we've been told this is the last game now, last home game. You ready to confirm that? Can your sources tell you that this is it?
Yeah, this is it. I mean, obviously, coach has had a hell of a run and had a great season as well. Terrific season for those young boys as well. Coach did a good job with them. He's ready for the next chapter. You know, he's going to enjoy the moment as he always does, and we're going to enjoy it right there with him.
Carlos, the emotion of senior night is one thing, but this is going to be a whole new deal. If you don't mind, you've been down this road before. I mean, the place is going to be nuts. It's going to be a who's who sitting around the court and dignitaries and all that stuff. You know, it's still about the game at the end of the day. It's still Duke and it's still North Carolina. But how much can this take away from the game, per se? Because North Carolina's coming in and got nothing to lose, right? I mean, hey, they got the double bye. Duke clinched the regular season last night. So North Carolina should be fat and happy. Let's go play and see where it goes. They got embarrassed the first go around. And there's going to be all this pomp and circumstance. I mean, how much does that come into play in this game, given the buildup and the lead in that, hey, it is K's last game?
I think it's awesome, man. I mean, I wish I could go back and be a part of this game myself. Like, it's awesome to be in that Duke uniform and have a chance to play Coach K's last game in Cameron Indoor Stadium. Against Carolina, you know, our famed rival for so many years. What a great opportunity. You know, if I'm those guys in that locker room, I can't wait to show out, give it everything I got, send Coach K out on a great win as we enter the ACC tournament and NCAA tournament. They've had a great season, man. Ups and downs. They've grown. They're one of the hottest teams in the country. They've been balling. Their defense has continued to be their staple. Their offense is picking up as well. Guys are stepping up in a major way. And to have an opportunity to be in that jersey for Coach K's last game with all the Duke legends in the building, oh, I would go nuts.
All right, that's what I was going to ask you about. There is a limitation on this now where, and I think you're right at the timeline. I mean, these guys are still 18 to 22, Carlos, and you know that, like, if you rolled Vince Taylor out there, they're not going to be quite sure about Vince Taylor. You roll Jason Tatum out there Saturday night, they're well aware who that is. You roll one out there, they know who number one is. But you follow me here. There is that length of legacy involved in this. I can only imagine how good the group chat's been this week. But how big an influence are the former players in this thing and the moment on Saturday night?
Yeah, man, the brotherhood is real. You know, I think a lot of people try to imitate it and copy it, but it's not. Duke, we have the real brotherhood. We've been texting all week, the last couple of weeks, planning things. We're looking forward to all getting together. It's going to end up being a big reunion for all the greats that played under Coach K, and there's been a lot of them. You know, we're all pulling up to Durham to be there for his moment, as well deserved. You know, this is a guy who obviously changed our basketball lives, but changed our individual personal lives. I still talk to Coach K on a regular basis, as he does with most of his ex-players, and that's the mark of the man. He just doesn't have you on campus for 4 years and then forgets about you. He stays with you after you graduate, whatever you do in your walk of life, and that just talks about how great he is as a human being. on top of being a great coach.
Carlos, from a personal standpoint, what do you anticipate the most Saturday?
Just the excitement, the emotion. I mean, I know it's coach's last game, but I think we're all going to have shared moments in that emotion. You know, when he walks on that court before the game begins and as he walks off that court as it ends, I think we're all going to embrace that moment, be excited for him. There's going to be that bittersweetness of sadness because, you know, moving forward, he may come to some games and he may be around. I doubt that he leaves the program and doesn't still have his fingerprints around it, but it won't be the same seeing him on that sideline. So we're all going to take in that moment, not look too far ahead, not look too far behind, but stay present and enjoy Coach K's moments.
All right. Beyond that, we've already talked about kind of the way the game sets up. It is unique, though, Booz. You know this. Duke Carolina on the last weekend of the regular season, no matter the venue, usually has something on it. Duke's the one the regular season. Virtue, they clinched it last night. Notre Dame lost. I mean, they were the one seed anyway, but now they are the regular season champ. Carolina's got the double bye. They can either be a 3 or a 4, depending on the way things shake out. So is it just enough that it's Duke Carolina and the moment here? The game itself, what do you expect to see based on what you saw the first time?
Guys, this is why you go to Duke. This is why you go to North Carolina. You go for this game. It doesn't matter what the rankings are. It doesn't matter who clinched what. None of that matters. This is Duke versus North Carolina. What does Jay Billis always say? It never disappoints.
Right.
It's always a great game. This is the last game of the regular season for everybody. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait to be in the building. I got my fly stuff ready. I hope y'all in the building. I got my ticket. Y'all better pull up.
All right, well, you know what? This is when I want to ask this question. And by the way, for the record, North Carolina, with a win, could come in second. Just saying, they could be a 2 seed.
Yeah.
All right, just
yeah.
Before North Carolina fans start screaming. All right, Booz, I'm going to let you put your ACC Network hat on. Tell me how North Carolina wins the game.
They've been very good. I mean, they've been up and down. They've had one of those up and down kind of seasons where they've been terrific and also been not so good. They got to score. You know, I think they had a hard time scoring against Duke at Carolina. That's why it was the big blow up that it was. They got to keep up with the scoring. Duke has a lot of offensive weapons, but so does Carolina. Their guard play, their sophomores now, R.J. Davis and Caleb Love have had brilliant moments. Armando Bacot is a first-team All-ACC performer, had huge – I think he's got 23 double-doubles, which is terrific for a big fella. So they got to play their best game of the season to beat Duke at Duke on K-Night.
Yeah, it's Carlos, I'll say this. I think the defensive player of the year race has been as fascinating as the whole MVP discussion that we've had because two of those prime candidates are on the floor Saturday night. Mark Williams been really, really good, and his offensive game has kind of followed his defensive prowess. And Leaky Black, you know this, he's one of the best on-ball defenders the league has got, might be one of the best in the game right now collegiately. Those two guys in particular, I think, are interesting pieces Saturday night.
Yeah, they are. And I would throw Wendell Moore in that group as well. All three of those guys have been stellar on the defensive side of the ball. And it's going to be interesting to see because they're going to have to step up in that game. It's a huge game. All eyes are on it. There's going to be millions of people watching, thousands of people in the building. But they're going to be up for that challenge, man. I've been really impressed with Mark Williams. He's grown on me since last year when he stepped in there. And this year he's been even better, blocking shots, rebounding at a high clip, playing above the rim, shooting over 70% for the season. Like, he's been phenomenal for the Duke Blue Devils to have that anchor in the paint. Just helps everybody out tremendously. So if you make a mistake on the perimeter, you know your big fella's got your back. So looking forward to seeing how he does against Bacot again in this second duel and seeing what happens.
Carlos, I want to go back to Kay a second. When he recruited you, what was the first visit like when he came to see you and your family?
Yeah, it was amazing. He came all the way up to Juneau, Alaska. Guys, you know how long that flight is from Durham? You got to fly all the way to Seattle, which is like a 6-hour flight, then take another 2-hour flight from Seattle up to Juneau, Alaska. So first, I was just like, I was impressed and honored that he decided to come up there and recruit me. And then he was amazing, man. He's just the way Coach is. You guys have been around him. He's smooth. He's from Chicago. He's got that confidence to him. You know, one of the things about Coach that impressed me, the main reason why I came to Duke was he challenged me right there in my living room with my mom and dad and my brothers and my sisters. He goes, listen, you're going to be playing with 6, 7 other All-Americans just like you, that were the player of the state just like you. and you got to earn your playing time. I can't promise you you're going to start. You got to earn that on the practice court. You got to go to class. There's going to be attendance. You got to make sure that you get your education, because that's more important than anything else. And we're going to help you become a better man. And he didn't promise me a starting spot. He didn't tell me I didn't have to go to class. They didn't promise me all these gifts that all these other people were promising me. He said, whatever you want, you got to come earn it. And that's why I went to Duke.
Interesting that it, you know, we've heard a lot about the run here, right? The 40-odd years as a head coach at Duke and all the things. And I told Mark, it's almost appropriate that the last home game, as it should be, is Duke Carolina. You know, I mean, it just feels like that's the way this needs to kind of take the final bow, right? I mean, you guys, excellent. Carolina, excellent. You make each other better. There are cross lines. I mean, I think the fact, I told J.R. Reed this the other day, I think the fact that Hubert Davis's best friend in professional basketball is Christian Laettner is incredibly appropriate, right? I mean, it just seems like this is the way. Had Dean Smith had a final tour pack, it would have been appropriate to be Duke Carolina at the end. This feels right, Carlos, about the legacy of the schools, the games, the players, everybody involved.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, it couldn't end any other way before we entered the tournaments. And what a great legacy. I mean, so many games, so many buzzer beaters, so many overtimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you look at the rivalry, even the points are like down to the a couple of possessions. So just amazing it's going to end this way with Duke versus Carolina at Cameron Indoor Stadium for Coach K. We'll be there. Looking forward to it. I get in tomorrow. Hey, hold on. Y'all got my Bojangles on deck? Where the Bojangles at?
I'll tell you where the Bojangles is. The Bojangles is going to be up there with the kids' table where we're sitting.
Yeah, so we're going to be up in the corner.
Yeah.
You want to come get your Bojangles?
How bad do you want
you
to
walk?
Earn it.
Hey, you hey. Walk your big 7-foot rear end upstairs to that corner over there.
Hey, Boozer, it's just going to be like Coach K. You got to earn it. I'm not giving you anything. You know what? There's a bunch of All-Americans that want a piece of our Bojangles. Hey. But no. You got to go earn it.
I got one for you, Booze, before we let you go. Can you confirm or deny that you practiced in the card gym one time after a loss?
Oh, yeah. We practiced in card gym a couple. That was our gym in the summer. We worked
No. In season. Lose a game.
Yeah, we
didn't
did.
Go well. Card gym next stop. Not good enough to practice in Cameron, right?
Yeah. True story. We lost to Clemson. At Clemson.
Of course.
And we practiced in card gym.
I'll tell you what. We ran True you story. Guys out of the building, too. Let me tell you something.
If you didn't First of all, it was a close game. It was a close game.
That's only because the refs kept it close. Otherwise, if it was called right, we'd have beaten you by 30.
Awful. Booze. He's awful. He's terrible. Every day, Booze, right here. I'm on this ride every day right here.
That's right. By the way, final question. If you had a vote, who would be the ACC Coach of the Year?
Oh, boy.
Coach K all day. I mean, think about the pressure he's been under. You got guys leaving to go pro a year before. You got some studs coming in. A lot of pressure on these guys. All eyes on you. And they're balling. And they're probably the hottest team in the country. Coach K deserved more coaches of the year. He definitely deserved it this year.
Okay.
All right.
You're on record.
All right, look. You want the three-piece box or you just want the sandwich when you show up?
Man, give me a 20-piece. I got friends coming with me. Come on,
no,
man.
No, man. I'm not feeding the team. I'm feeding you.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now, wait a minute now. Who are your friends?
Who are you bringing? Because, you know, we got this.
We got Jay Will in the building. We got Shane Batty in the building. We got Sheldon Williams. We got Grant Hill. Come on now.
Well, I'm going to need more than 20 pieces if that's your group. Because I may have to bring in a pallet of Bojangles to take care of that group. Just saying. That's the A list right there. A listers.
Yes,
I just want to know who's going to pass the ball to you, Booze, because I don't see many passings going on in that lineup right there.
I cut you short. I got Chris Duhon coming too now. Come on,
Chris
now.
Duhon, not giving it up to you. No. You're not getting the ball, Boozer. I don't know who in the world you think's giving
PG
you that
right there.
Not getting the ball. All right, we'll see you this weekend. Thank you, my man. Great to see you.
My pleasure.
Safe travels, Carlos Boozer. And be part of the ACC network coverage. You know the drill here, right? 4:30 live from Trumbull, right out near the team store on that side of Cameron Indoor Stadium. ESPN and Game Day will be on the other side of Cameron Indoor. You can go to goduke.com to see all the locations if you're going to be on site. That's 4:30 for Nothing But Net, right out there, kind of in the old turnaround, Packer, the old parking circle, as you call it. And then at 6 o'clock at the kids' table, Pack.
That's us.
Coach K's curtain call. Mark, Debbie Antonelli, and I will be there with guests, insights, stories, and more. Companion programming to Jay Billis and Dan Shulman and Holly Rose Call on ESPN. It's all here for you on ACC Network, streaming live on the ESPN app.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Do you want to confirm that Boozer didn't embellish the loss at Clemson? You said, he said it was close. You've been now confirmed that it was not a comfortable ride back before they practiced at the car.
Jill Mickle,
who watches the show.
Watches the show.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, wonderful woman.
Love Jill. Good morning, Jill.
Yeah, she just sent me a text that she went to Clemson, but she worked for Duke.
Yeah.
And she was on the bus ride after that game and confirmed, she goes, Booze one line. It was a rough trip home after Clemson. So that's Jill getting the job. A little inside information right there from Jill.
That's some of the other layers of the Coach K curtain call.
It really is. It's absolutely right.
Yeah. All right, let's get you caught up. We've been doing this twice a week. I voted against it, by the way, but we've gone through it, so we might as well just finish up.
You're just always against everything.
I did accounting. Here we go. I moved Miami up and Wake down. Moved Clemson up a couple. Tigers have strung three together. BC up one, Pitt down two, NC State, Georgia Tech round out the 15 in accounting. Miami up over Wake Forest. Look, they got the double bye. They're in. Deeks, you know the story. You've had a great year. Plus 10 differential in the win column in the conference play. So congratulations to Steve Forbes.
Here we go. Sweet 16.
Oh, my God.
Duke won. Look who got a little bump, man. Notre Dame loses. The Heels have won four in a row.
Wow.
Showdown. I'm giving
you
dark blue.
Look at you getting it ready, huh?
Dark blue, light blue. Going to hype that bad boy up for you right there. 1-2 coming up. Miami's got to be four. I mean, you sweep the Deeks. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
There's no argument there in Switzerland.
Yeah.
They beat you twice. I got the Hokies over Virginia. Florida State gets a little bump. They've won a couple here in a row down the stretch. The Boeheims have been stuck at 9 for a while.
Yeah.
10 through 15, whatever you want to do. Really doesn't matter. I mean, 10 through 15 could be whatever. The Tigers have won three in a row. They're done without P.J. Hall, which is impressive.
Yeah.
They get the Hokies coming to town this weekend. Heights, worried about Louisville, NC State. You know this story.
Right.
But the 16 spot right now, today, because it changes every time we do it, if you've not seen it, you want a good laugh, check it out. Zion's Mardi Gras float down there in New Orleans.
Zion got a float down there?
Oh, the Pelicans and Zion, they got a float.
Like an official Pelicans Zion float?
Yep. Go check it out for yourself, and you'll know why it's 16.
All right.
There it is.
Let's go to the infamous ACC index card.
Numbers are updated.
Are we going to have the regular season update on Monday or Tuesday with this?
Sure.
Okay.
We got one more game. We got game Saturday, but here it is heading into the weekend. Foul margin, negative is good. Remember, negative is good on the foul margin. Positive is bad. Notre Dame looks like they're going to finish number one. I'd be stunned if that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
Negative 55 for the Irish. Then you got Pitt, North Carolina, Wake, et cetera, et cetera. You can see where your team is with the negative. When you get to the positive, I've got some work to do there. But nevertheless, Georgia Tech on the very bottom, they will stay there in the foul margin. But it's normally the free throw attempt margin that gets people talking. Again, we don't do conspiracies. You do. I will point out, however, that the teams that are number one, number two, number three, and number four are the four teams that got the double bye. And it's even almost in order, West Durham. Duke at a plus 90. Notre Dame, 57 more free throw attempts. North Carolina, 54 more. Miami, 45. There you have it. And on the tail end, Georgia Tech, compliments of last night, actually benefiting them on the free throw line.
Yeah.
Inside triple digits. They are 98 in the red. And BC, not that far away.
It feels to me that Miami's index card record of free throw attempt margin deficit is going to be safe.
Yes. That would be
it. Although it was in question about 10 days ago.
There was a trend a couple weeks ago that could be in jeopardy, but it's not. It's not. So there you have it. The infamous ACC index card.
All right. We cobbled together one final weekend of stats for you here that we need to share. These are first half and second half scoring margins for each ACC team in conference play only. And we're just going to show you this to kind of see where your team has gone, in Wake's case through the full 20, everybody else through 19 games, so you can get a look here at just how these variances are. And Pac, a little bit like the standings, look at the left side and look at the right. It's interesting. First half, everybody's in the positives. Those are the teams that have all contended, right?
Yeah, the one that really surprises me is NC State at minus 2.3. Now, granted, they had Georgia Tech down, 29 at the half?
Right.
And that probably skewed their number. But I just said the other day, how many times have we seen NC State kind of blown out the first 5 or 10 minutes of a half, and then they had to play catch-up? So I'm kind of surprised NC State's number is where it is on that list.
All right, let's go to the second half. Okay, again, almost in order, and then Syracuse hits you at 5. But Duke, Wake, Miami, Notre Dame, all teams, offensive geared teams. But look at the right side again.
Got to give Clemson credit. Boy, are they consistent. Negative 0.5 in the first half, negative 0.5 in the second half. You can't get more consistent than that. You're asking me for an observation.
I memorized
the first numbers. I'm sitting there going, wait, is that a repeat? No, it's Clemson doing the same thing again.
Are you surprised there's not a bigger variance in some of these?
I would have thought so.
Yeah, I would have too. So just a little note to tie you through.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham podcast.
And it's just, I just gotta keep
chest and head up. Yeah. This, if your head and chest are up, it's a lot different, right?
Yeah.
I really love Corbin Miles' work ethic, the way he comes into the room, the way he keeps wrestling, and the way he just embodies what Virginia Tech actually is. He is probably one of the toughest guys in the room. He's fast, he's hard, he's always going out there to score points and make wrestling fun. That's how we do it in Virginia Tech. I think Corbin Miles embodies that as a human being and as a leader.
So here, and then really lifting that.
Yeah. Because you don't want that arm down in front of you, right? I mean, it's not like, it's not going to stop you, but necessarily it's not going to help you.
I just end up lower.
Right,
leg.
Yep.
And just slow down, slow just ones. Yep. Yeah.
There you go, yes.
Cody Howard, man, he's one of those guys who, he's always in the best moods, and the kid works so hard. He's one of the hardest workers we have here. You always love watching him wrestle because he tries so hard. And then he wrestles so hard and his effort is like through the roof that after losing like 3 or 4 matches in a row, he beats the number 8th ranked guy in the country. And you're just like, where does this come from? So watching him wrestle and compete is always so much fun. And he always, I mean, you can tell the kid loves the sport. Like I said, his attitude's always great. And he's just a really fun guy to be around. And now for some stupid reason, we decided to come out here and play some golf. It's like 40 degrees out. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's pretty windy.
Too hard.
See, I'm gonna do it again. I told you, I'm gonna end up 3-putting. God, don't turn this thing off.
A little bit. All right, Corbin Myers, same par 5 for par. And he gets it.
No, 2 par.
Oh, that's good speed. No way. No way! Oh my gosh! On video too.
Oh my god.
That's how we do it.
Good ball, baby.
Good stuff.
Well, tonight, 8 o'clock, the debut of All Access, the ACC Life. You see Virginia Tech Wrestling will be featured, and Notre Dame Fencing, both men and women, coming up on ACC Network, streaming live on the ESPN app. All right?
That golf is hard, isn't it?
Especially when you're putting an orange ball.
You've never done that, the orange ball routine?
No, I don't play the orange ball.
You're a traditionalist?
Yeah, kind of. Occasionally.
It's beneath you?
No. Eyesight's waning in my later years, so I got to get some of the... You know how that goes. All right. Coming up in moments, and by that I mean about a minute or so, is the great Rock Harrison. If you're not familiar with my man's work, and his passion for this sport a taste.
This is just going to be a little roll action. A little roll action. He's on his back. He's on his back. Hayden Holland's on his back. This is it. Can you see this? Hayden Holland's on his back. And look at UNC. Could it be the first loss? Could it be the first loss? And the ACC, he did it. America.
No, we're not kidding. We're not kidding, America.
And you wonder why I kept saying, hey, man, Friday Night Duels on ACC Network is must-watch television.
What do you say for yourself, sir?
I'll tell you a funny story about that. So I'm watching the match. I'm getting into it. You know, things are happening. It's a rivalry match. And so you see the fall happens. What happens? He does what's called a flying cement job. Pins him. I'm losing my mind in my basement. And so I'm standing up, and I'm excited. And I'm like this. And then my son comes downstairs and says, Daddy, are you okay? I said, yes. Sweating and everything. And then my wife comes downstairs, and she sees me standing up. She says, your zipper is not zipping. I hope they didn't see you. I said, oh, my God. So it was a really crazy scenario there with my son asking if I'm all right, and my wife saying my fly was down. So all for wrestling.
Boy, if that's not the perfect promo for All Access, I just don't know. I mean, goodness gracious, Rock. We went rated R all of a sudden with Rock Harrison. Goodness gracious. I tell you what, though, how great, though, was that match? I mean, not only did NC State end up winning the match, and then they get Virginia Tech two nights later on that Sunday night, which was another great showdown. But, you know, we talk about this all the time when you're on. The league is really good, and now it just sets the stage for the upcoming ACC championship.
The league is very good. The reason why it's very good, because you have that extra year. So you have the seniors that may have been here for 6 years. And so they're experienced and they're good. And then you have a young crop of individuals. And as a result, the ACC has 39 allocations, which is the most that we've had as a conference. Those things coming into the formula here, and you have just the end of the year, guys are tuning in. It's going to be a fantastic ACC tournament at JPJ in Charlottesville.
All right, Rock, you mentioned the NCAAs, and I was asked this last week, and I don't have a very good answer because I'm not as in tune with this as you are. So these allocations have already been made for the NCAA, but does that impact this conference? What can they gain by now performing at a higher level this week in the conference? Can their seed change? How does that work if they've been allocated? Can they still improve their standing for the national tournament?
Fantastic question. The allocations mean that if you place in a certain weight class, you place top four and you have four allocations, you automatically go to the NCAAs. However, they have a seeding system where if you perform well at the ACCs, you could get a higher seed at the nationals. So it behooves you not just to get to nationals, but to perform well at the ACC tournament. Get a good seed at nationals and hopefully get to an All-American or winning the national championship. And in the ACC, we want national championships. All-Americans are good, but we want ACC and national champion.
NC State wins the regular season again. So as we head into the championship this week, apparently NC State's still the team to beat.
No doubt. From the beginning to this point of the year, they've performed as expected. They were expected to win, and they've been winning. They had one loss to Iowa, close match. Match could have gone the other way, but nevertheless, they have performed, and their guys are winning the close matches. You may say at the top team in ACC, they should be dominant. The conference is tough. However, when you win the tight matches, it's going to help you when you get to the NCAAs. When you get to NCAAs, you have guys across the country, and you have to know how to win the tight matches. And as you see on the screen, Tariq, Trent, Isaac, Tyree, these guys know how to win big, but they know how to grind out those tough matches to get to a point where they win.
There are going to be guys, though, Rock, beyond NC State who can be interesting to watch. I mean, Cole Matthews, 141 for Pittsburgh, Jake Wentzel at 165. That's a pair of number one seeds, right?
Correct. Pitt can have three champs, and it wouldn't surprise anybody that watches ACC wrestling if Pitt had three champs. Cole Matthews is explosive. He does things that are so quick. I mean, literally, it's a blink of the eye, and you're like, he's in on a shot, he's defending it. So people are starting to respect Cole Matthews along the way. But you also have some underlying sneaky good guys like Jake Keating at 157. Nobody really knows who he is, but he throws the kitchen sink, the broom, the microwave. He throws everything at you in a match. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So don't just look at the number one seeds. Look at everyone, because there will be upsets, and we'll be there to broadcast.
How about the Brothers of Destruction now? Huh? How about those guys? Those Hadley boys now. I know we just showed a clip of Hayden getting pinned, but nevertheless, man, they are always worth the price of admission.
It's hard to find a better 1-2 punch in the conference and maybe in the nation. They're brothers. They've been wrestling with each other. They feed off of each other. And one thing that you learned about the brothers is after Hayden's tough loss at UNC, he didn't just get sad and depressed. He got back on the sideline, cheered, and his brother came back and got a nice, good win. You know, it's all about camaraderie, team effort, and that just shows you the character of the Hadley brothers. Yes, they're destruction, but they're also pretty good. I went down to NC State early in the year, and I was asking, you know, Trent, what are you doing with this underhook? He grabbed my arm and literally dislocated my shoulder. He's so daggone strong, and I just didn't know what. How do people grab him? He's just so strong and so aggressive.
Hey, Rock, no offense to the wife and everything, worried about the pants and all that situation. If a wrestler dislocated my shoulder, I come home, my wife would want to know about the insurance plan. You know what I mean? I mean, workman's comp, whatever the deal is.
It's like that. So, but fellas, you know, I'm healthy now, just like everyone else. You know, I'm in my office. I even got on wrestling shoes. Got on my wrestling shoes right here because I'm in the zone. It's game time. If somebody says something in the office, I'm going to double that takedown and then look at him like this. You know, because I'm ready. It is time to face the championship.
All right, so give me a couple sleepers. Give me a couple matches, a couple guys that you're like, hey, listen, if you're dialed in for this, keep an eye on. Because you know all of this stuff. Give me a couple sleepers.
Sure. 157. I just talked about Jake Keenan, but Elijah Cleary is a transfer from Ohio State. Big Ten, different type of wrestling. He wrestled Austin O'Connor, the defending national champion, who's up at 180, up to 157. He wrestled him pretty tough. He is a sleeper, meaning that, hey, he's going to perform. He's going to wrestle well. Now, he has to win the first-round match, but he is a sleeper that you want to pay attention to. Obviously, at 133, you have Mickey Philippine, another pit wrestler. Mm. He's a third seed. He's a third seed. This guy is so good. So is he a sleeper? I'm not going to say he's a sleeper, but he can perform. And at heavyweight, Nathan Traxler is the number one seed, but I would not be surprised if there's some people that sneak into the finals and give Nathan Traxler a good run. So heavyweight, while there is a number one seed, it's pretty good.
All right.
You know, you mentioned transfer from Ohio State, the Big Ten wrestles differently. What do you mean by that in terms of ACC wrestling versus the Big Ten? Well, define that for us.
Sure. Big Ten wrestling is a different style. They're a lot more physical, grinding type of style. That doesn't mean that other conferences don't wrestle that way, but as a whole, the Big Ten is more of a grinding style, and they have more teams. More teams, they wrestle usually two dual meets a weekend for, you know, 2 months. So it's just more of a grind just because of the amount of teams in the Big Ten and just the style of the Midwest. That doesn't mean that the EIWA or the ACC can't compete with them. I'm just saying that someone like Elijah Cleary, who's gone through that grind of just going against the Iowas, the Penn States, the Michigans, it's just something that's a little different on how you prepare. So that's what I mean by that. But I still think that the ACC can compete with anybody.
All right, we've talked about the ACC leading into the NCAA. Team-wise, still NC State a prohibitive favorite here, Rock, in your mind? I mean, it just seems like Papalizio's got too many bullets here. I mean, he's got too many talented guys in a team format.
Let's think about this, gentlemen. The match between Virginia Tech and NC State. On paper, it looks like NC State pretty much handled that match. But there were two weights at 174 and 184. One went into overtime, and one was a one-point loss off of penalty point. Mm-hmm. Those two matches go the other direction. We're talking about Virginia Tech winning. My point is that, yes, on paper, Virginia Tech and NC State are the top teams. Even more so, NC State is probably expected to win. But there's so many good wrestlers, there will be upsets. So, yes, NC State is the favorite, but let's not forget that there's some really good wrestlers and there's some that are going to perform and some are going to falter under the pressure of the ACC championship.
Rock, one of those matches was Makai Lewis, right? The Virginia Tech lost in overtime. And we know he's certainly capable of winning the whole thing.
I mean, you have Makai Lewis defending national champion against Hayden Hiley, who was a four-time ACC champion, four-time All-American. These guys went at it. He gets a little arm spin right there, and this was it. And he reaches for the leg, and that's it. So these guys more than likely will meet in the semifinals of the ACC championship. Two guys that are top five guys in the semifinals. That's how sick the weight class is at 174 at the ACC. So, yes, Makai is going to be ready. They're going to tweak some things. But when you look at his weight class, Clay Lau, top 10 guy. He pinned Hiley. Hiley beat Makai. Makai is a returning national champion and ACC champion. This is crazy how deep this weight class is. Matt Feinsilver was a junior world Greco team member for the United States. He can win, and he was beating Clay Lau with the last in the last period before Clay Lau won. 174 is going to be exciting.
He's a Greco junior champion, and he's a four seed in this league. I
mean, Team USA, he represented Team USA in the Greco.
And he's four. He's a four seed.
Game on, man. I can't wait.
Rock, here's my real question. You and Sean Kenny, now, I know you still got it in you, right? I know that's still there. I can tell. Do you have to, like, when you get on site, you got to calm yourself down, don't you? Because you go over the table and you want to get in, don't you? I can feel it.
That is true. But that's every fan. Every fan that watches it, they're doing the same thing I'm doing. They're leaning over. They're getting their hips in the way. They're doing all this. So, yes. Now, would I ever go out there with these monsters? Absolutely not. I need to live, so I would never wrestle them. I'll act like I am, but I'm not touching these guys. They're too tough.
Remember, zip the fly and let it fly, man.
There you go. That's all you got to do, Rock. No, we're good. Rock, this is a morning show. Rock, it's a morning show. You need to back that down. Be well, my man. Always fun. Appreciate it. Be well.
One thing, fellas. Thank you for the love that you give to the ACC Wrestling. Hey. We appreciate it. I mean, you all are doing wonderful things, and guys, watch because you give us opportunities like me to talk about wrestling. Thank you very much.
Hey, our pleasure, and you and Sean do a great job. We're looking forward to the coverage from Charlottesville, okay?
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Real quick here. First round action kicks off at 11 a.m. on Sunday. That's on your screen. You can see that on ACCNX. Semifinals, 1 o'clock. Consolation semis at 3:30. Championship matches start at 7 o'clock. ACC Network, ACC Network Extra, nearly 10 hours of coverage. So the easiest way to find out how it pivots from one platform to the next is go to theacc.com and click on wrestling. They got it all for you right there.
I love it.
Yep.
Those guys do a great job too.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
I think when you look at Coach K, he's one of the best coaches of all time. His ability to motivate, his ability to get the best out of each individual player and team is unmatched. Last regular season game he will ever coach in Cameron Indoor Stadium is against North Carolina. It's just the perfect place, perfect matchup, perfect rivalry, perfect ending. And to think that I've been a part of this rivalry as a player, as an assistant coach, and now I get to be one as head coach. I'm just really excited about the opportunity.
Special moment for Hubert.
Special moment for all of us.
Oh, well, no question about that. But given his legacy in the league as a player and a coach and obviously in charge of Carolina and knowing the relationship, I thought that what was fabulous about the picture that was made, with the four guys, Coach K, Coach Williams, Hubert Davis, and John Shire prior to the Carolina game. It just kind of speaks to the promotion of the next guy being from within the program who happened to also play, right?
And the pressure on both of those gentlemen, Mr. Shire and Mr. Davis, moving forward will be immense.
Yeah. Quick congratulations here this morning as we close the show. Wake Forest women's golf team defended their title and won the Darius Rucker Intercollegiate for the second time. And it's their second win of the spring season. Kim Llewellyn's club. And here we go. Look, let's go down. And here's the big guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if Kim Llewellyn were your favorite, she put the Pete Townsend on it. What do you want to do?
You know, I tell you what. What it reminds me is that Wake Forest is winning everything.
Yeah.
I mean, John Curry and company, I'm telling you right now, man, the folks in Switzerland have been just having an incredible sports year.
And always when Wake wins something, we have to remind you that Rachel Keene sent us the...
That's right. Yeah, good luck charm.
The 2-on-2. So, thank you, Rachel. Congratulations on the win. And enjoy the guitar, right?
Sure.
There you go.
I mean, I would smash it Pete Townsend style, but, you know, yeah. I didn't earn anything. So, ladies did.
There you go.
There'll be in this display case with all the other hardware.
Mm-hmm. And Wake's getting a lot of it here lately,
man,
right?
Good.
All right. So the idea here today is second round action in Greensboro. Starts at 11 o'clock. Virginia Tech and Clemson. Clemson got there beating Syracuse yesterday by 19. 2 o'clock. Florida State, Boston College, the 8-9 game.
And that game, by the way, according to Kelly Gramlich, is monstrous as far as not only just advancement in the tournament, that's a given, but the NCAA tournament.
Yep. And then Miami, the 7 seed. Duke still playing for their postseason hopes.
Ditto.
6 o'clock.
Yep.
Blue Devils came from behind to beat Pitt by 3 yesterday. And then late night tonight, Georgia Tech, who quite frankly struggled down the stretch, meets Wake Forest at 8 o'clock. Deacons yesterday, 8-point winners over Virginia. And that's the way that it looks for on this afternoon schedule. Now, winner of Virginia Tech Clemson meets North Carolina. Winner of BC Florida State sees NC State. Winner of Miami Duke sees Louisville. Georgia Tech Wake winner sees Notre Dame. We will be there tomorrow morning with coverage from Greensboro. We'll start your morning at 7 a.m. right here on ACC Network.
Looking forward to it. A little road trip. We'll stop by Lexington Barbecue on the way up tonight for dinner. Just let those folks know.
Is that right?
Ahead of time.
Yeah, get that done.
That will absolutely be happening.
Yeah.
And then we'll rock and roll tomorrow. Looking forward to being back in the Coliseum. Hard to believe we were there a couple years ago.
And then
it all stopped.
Yeah.
Not for the women's tournament, but the men's tournament.
Yeah, right? Sure did.
The week after.
Wax paper pie for you tonight at the LBC?
No, I've not had any dessert in 22. I'm down 30 pounds as of this morning.
Wow.
Down 30.
Way to go, big man.
Yeah, no dessert, well. No liquor, no bread.
Uh-huh. All right, so.
Wellness program. We'll be on a walk here about 20 minutes from now.
There you go.
You see me on Providence Road, just honk, I'll wave at you. Probably be wearing shorts today. It's going to be up to 80.
Yeah, shorts might be a little bit of a push, but go ahead.
It wasn't a push yesterday.
All right. All right, and on Saturday, the wellness walk will be conducted from Nina King's house to Cameron.
I'm just waiting for Nina to send the address. And the Ford F-150 will be there. Look forward to getting up with Rick, her lesser half, the two kids, and their puppy. Nina's got work to do. Nina's going to be busy.
Yeah, so you'll definitely
have... me and Rick. Rick's a big fan of the show, apparently, from yesterday's conversation.
Is that what you got? Yeah, okay.
We'll just zip around. I'll have that thing tanked up, ready to roll.
But we got to have around a credential to park, yeah.
Well, we're going to park in their yard or wherever they put it around the street. I don't know. I'm just waiting for Nina to send that address. You think I'm kidding?
Oh, my gosh.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.